reach for the sky, boy.
Rolex first.
Woo!
Diamond ring first.
Woo!
Hit dealing.
Woo!
Wheeling dealing.
Woo!
Limousine ride.
Woo!
Jet flying.
Woo!
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Doing the Favorite Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Brown. You can follow me on Twitter at EricBrown740, but of course, always follow the show on Twitter and Instagram by searching at Doing the Favor. With me, as always, he's the sexual intellectual, Double H, the Husky heartthrob, leader of the Husky Army, and a man who can work the big board like my guy, John King, my man, Barry Frost. Barry, how you doing, homie?
Doing good, brother. You was all about that guy. He was getting a lot of publicity from you.
Well, you know, I'm not going to get political or anything, but I did watch CNN's coverage of the election, and I don't know, man. That guy had a lot of spunk for 4 or 5 days in a row, dude. Because even though a lot of stuff, he made it a little more entertaining. I think that when you're in such like a serious moment like that, especially a historical moment like that election, like to find something within it you can enjoy, and I don't know. I'm glad to see he got the kind of little like cult following that he got and people shouting him out on Twitter. I thought that was really fun.
Absolutely. He, like I said, I never knew who he was until you started talking about him. So
it was the first time I saw, I think first time I saw him, we was actually recording last week, and I was like, who's this magician? Guy stole the fucking show, man. No, a lot to get to today. We're going to kind of get into it. We had Ringside Fest at home 2020, with it being the pandemic era. Obviously, a lot of things were done virtually. So we're going to go through a lot of the reveals they had. Also, our weekly legwork was a little more promising than what it has been here lately. And we're going to go ahead and do new arrivals and top sellers at AEW Shop, as well as new arrivals at WWE Shop. So, Barry, you ready to get started?
Let's go, bro.
So first we had the Ringside Fest at Home 2020. We're just going to go through the reveals right now, and I'm working off WWE.com, and I have a lot of pictures. They actually posted 327 pictures. So we're just going to kind of get into it. A lot of these are prototype drawings. First time we see them in the packaging. So we'll update you as we go. But starting off, we have a Chad Gable, Basic Series 114. Is he not going to be called Shorty G? He has Shorty G on his wristbands. Let me see. Yeah, Shorty G on the package, too, but they have it listed as Chad Gable on WWE Shop. Just a pretty plain basic.
I have no comment on the basic. I'm not a basic guy.
We got The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, again, Basic Series 114. A lot like Elite 77, just not an elite figure. Obviously, not the crazy detail in the tattoo work like basics usually are. Head scan looks the exact same, though. So they're really pounding out Bray Wyatt and Fiend figures for us, Barry.
Yeah, well, that, and you don't get the lantern, you know, The basic. So
we also have Basic Series 114 Ricochet. He's in the trunks here. He's in the black and green trunks with the corresponding knee pads. He will also have the Chase, which is working through here. It's in the black and yellow. He's in the Steelers colors there. Pirates colors, that's what I'll call it. Any thoughts?
It's all right. It's another Ricochet.
Another basic. And obviously, we got a first time on the line here, Rhea Ripley. I think that head scan looks really good. I think for a basic, this looks really good.
Yeah, I think she, out of that series right there, yeah, she definitely is the best.
Looks like they got the braids on the side with the all black gear. Got Rhea Ripley the top, the kind of the fishnets on her bottom half gear, leggings, whatever you want to call them. I think it looks really good, though. I think they knocked that one out of the park. And, of course, another Kofi. This is in the white gear. I think this gear is a little bit off what it should be. But, again, getting a lot of Kofi figures, too. I ain't mad at it. Probably selling well with the kids.
And the head scan looks all right, too, so.
Now we got something we were calling for weeks, actually months. As soon as we found out we were getting Mr. T from San Diego Comic-Con, we were like, You know, if we're getting more elites, we got to get a two-pack. And this is it. This is the WrestleMania 2 two-pack with Rowdy Roddy Piper. Obviously, they had a boxing match that went off the rails. I think this two-pack is amazing. In the packaging with the WrestleMania 2 logo behind them, Piper's got the plaid shorts. T's got the red shorts. They got the robes. They got extra set of hands along with the boxing gloves on the arms in the packaging. Barry, your thoughts?
Yeah, I really like that. I can remember that match. Joe Frazier, Lou Duva was in Piper's corner. Like you said, it went off the rails. I like the figure. I seen somebody complaining, I guess, that Piper's figure didn't look that good. But, I mean, I think they look pretty good.
Yeah, I think the Piper looks pretty good. Not bad. He's yelling. It's a lot different than his well, you got to remember, too, this era of Piper, he's got the short hair. It's not quite like the long hair like the Hall of Fame Elite was, which I think is a fantastic figure.
Yeah.
But, and yeah, it's just a different version of Piper. That's all.
Yeah.
I like Roddy the robe. It's awesome.
Roddy was young. He was, you know, probably on something. He was on screaming and yelling a lot.
On something that would make you scream and yell a lot. Here we have an Elite Collection 2-pack again. This is the we have a prototype drawings. We have Jeff Hardy. And we got Triple H with the old school Attitude Era Intercontinental Championship. Your thoughts?
I like the belt. Not a fan so much of the figures. But again, these are early, you know, so my mind could be swayed.
And next up, the one I know you're excited about is Elite Series 83, the exclusive, which will be going to Walmart, Michael P.S. Hayes. So right now we just have a drawing. I'm assuming a robe's going to be here. We have two sets of sunglasses. Obviously, he's got the trademark blonde hair and the beard. The face looks like somebody spelled out Freebirds and cocaine. He got about halfway up the R and someone stopped him. The second R.
Well, we had discussed this as, you know, there's no way they're putting the fucking, they're putting the flag on him.
No way.
And so but in those shorts, that is 80s, early 80s world-class Freebird gear. But the glasses are more 90s Freebird gear when he wore the black tights, him and Jimmy Garvin. So, like you said, I'm assuming there's going to be a cape like that he wore, but might just be red, or it's going to be some generic collar. But yeah, but I'm excited. I mean, I like the figure. I'm old school.
Yeah, I think it looks real good. And of course, it's exclusive, so I'm going to get it because I have all the exclusives we'll talk about here in a little bit. Elite 83, Drew McIntyre. Got a different head scan with him smiling right here. I think his robes are awesome. Not too much you can do with Drew with him wearing mainly all black all the time. But, yeah, different head scan here with the smiling face.
He's just not toyetic. He's not marketable in that black trunks and black boots.
Well, I will tell you who is marketable and one that we're both excited about. We have prototypes for Elite 83 mm-hmm. Dusty Rhodes. He's got the top hat. He's got the black and red polka dot. What would you call that? Blanket with a hole cut in the middle of it?
A poncho.
Poncho. There you go.
That's probably not it. But
you were calling for this figure, and you were calling for this version of Dusty Barry. So I'm gonna let you go into it.
Yeah, this is a cooler version. This was like he wore this kind of leading up towards Survivor Series '90, and got the Chicken Hawk even necklace, the boots. I mean, I fucking love that figure, and they got the splotch. They got his belly splotch, and they're really dark. But yeah, that's a banger. I gotta have that. That's my must have so far.
And the significance of Dusty with the red polka dots.
There isn't any, I don't think.
I mean, he wore them. He wore this.
Yeah, he wore them like I said, he was wearing this leading up to like Survivor Series 90. And then, you know, like I said, he'd switch back from like the black trunks to yellow dots to there's even he had like a yellow tank top with black dots. I think he was just, you know, fishing, you know, seeing what would stick. And the yellow and black basically got over the best. So
next up, we have Elite 83 Edge. This is current day Edge. He will get the chase. I believe the regular is with the black tights and the chase is with the gray tights. I could be backwards on that. It doesn't have it listed in WWE shop and I don't feel like looking, but that's what I'm sure it is. Yeah, it's a current day Edge, man. I really like it a lot. I think it's cool. I like it's got his new logo on the trunks. It's got kind of a, I'm looking at the chase right here, the gray and maroon. Head scan looks great in this drawing. We'll see how it comes out, though. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that figure looks really good and excited to see how it ends, the final process.
Also, Elite 83 King Corbin. You got him with the robe and the crown and the scepter. The tattoo work looks great in this drawing. The head scan looks great in this drawing as well. He wears a lot of black, but I think the tattoo work does make him very toyetic. What do you think? They're very generous with the abs, by the way.
They are. It's almost like us in the video game. But, yeah, it's a cool figure. I like it. I like the robe and the scepter and crown. That his accessories are really sweet.
And also Elite 83, Sasha Banks. This is the one that's going to have people like, what's going to happen with the face scan? Because they've never got it right. The drawing looks great. You got her with her new blue hair, with the blue boss glasses, with the black leather jacket with the blue outline in it. And you got the boss kind of like nucks right there, rings, I guess you could say. Legit boss for each hand. She comes with an extra set of hands.
Beautiful. Not a fan of the figure.
Elite 84 exclusive is going to be Zelina Vega. She will be exclusive to Target, supposedly. I mean, we know how that goes. She plays a lot of characters in like a lot of different movies and things like that. So a lot of times I don't get the reference because I'm just not up on that kind of stuff. But it has a crown with roses on it. She got red gear. She got extra set of hands. And she has a nice robe. Like a, what would you... off-white robe with some black detail work in it and the roses on the shoulder.
Yeah, it's a cool looking, again, her accessories look really good and I'm sure people go crazy for the exclusive.
Also, Elite 84 Sheamus. You have looks like current day Sheamus. You got the necklace, extra set of hands, black gear, black knee pads, black boots. Head scan looks pretty good. It's funny. Yep. As the drawing is, anyway.
Yeah. And it's all right. I'm not big on Sheamus figures, so. But this one.
Aleister Black, Elite 85. This thing looks fantastic. Obviously, Aleister Black, I love his elites. I think it's Elite 83, his NXT Takeover. I thought they were great. Obviously, they sold well, had high demand. This has, I guess I would, for lack of a better term, I'll call it the demon robe. And then you got Aleister always with the black gear, with the black, pretty much all black gear, the black trunks, black wristbands, black kick pads. One of the kick pads on his left shin looks like it's got kind of matches his demon gear robe right there. Your thoughts?
This is going to be one of the hottest sought at high, most highly sought after figures out of that series. This might be the first one to go. This has got $100 bill written all over it for the scalpers. It is a fucking, it is a sweet figure. And that his robe is amazing.
Yeah, that thing's awesome. I like it a lot too. I think just with the black gear, there's not too much you can do. The only thing that's different is kind of the robe. But, you know, if you're a mint on card collector and you're an Aleister Black fan, like a lot of people are, it's a must-have. Like you said, I think it's going to go real well. Next up, it's a shame this guy got hurt because I think this figure would have a lot more buzz behind it, is Elite 85 Karrion Kross. Great tattoo work. Obviously, he's got the left arm sleeve. got the facial expression kind of gritting the teeth, an extra set of fist, hands, all black gear with cross on the left hip. I think it looks really good. These are just drawings, so we'll see how it looks in the package. But it's really cool this guy's getting a figure. I think that's the one thing I take away from this. A guy who was on the indies for a long time, who I watched on various matches on YouTube and things like that, high spots, and now he's getting a WWE Elite figure. That's real cool.
Yeah, man, he paid his dues. He's getting a figure. And like I said, that sleeve, see, I was going to get a tattoo sleeve, but okay. I didn't, though.
Also, Elite 85, Liv Morgan, it's a current day. Well, whenever she came back, Liv, in an all black gear, got the long, light blonde hair. It's just a drawing, extra set of hands. I think it looks great. The head scan looks fantastic. I thought her exclusive figure was awesome, so this one will probably be awesome, too.
Yeah, again, this is another one that I think, and her first one was very tough to get, and this one may be as well, depending on what they throw in with it.
And then Elite 85, this will be a seller.
Yeah.
From his Boneyard match with AJ Styles, The Undertaker. He comes with a shovel, comes with a do-rag, extra set of hands. Of course, he's got the UFC gloves and just the all-black gear. Looks like a heavy figure. But I think it looks great. It's a current-day Undertaker.
Yeah, and between this and Alistair, I mean, that's a banging-ass series right there. 85 is banging.
And Karrion Kross?
Yeah.
Next up will be the Fan Takeover Series 1. The fans vote on this on Twitter and Instagram. Adam Cole with the NXT Championship with the Gold Bay Bay T-shirt right there. He looks like he's yelling Bay Bay. Looks a lot like his Elite 70, I believe it was, right?
Yep. With Gargano.
Got the Bay Bay on the back of the tights right there. Of course, he's got the Bay Bay hands. He comes with two extra set of hands. The Fan Takeover packaging, which the Fan Takeover series is exclusive to Walmart. I don't see the Elite Authentic Certified Seal of Approval on this thing. So it could be a bootleg. No, I'm just playing. And actually, on the back of the box, they show the result of the voting, too, which I think is a nice touch.
Oh, nice. I see that.
Next up, Fan Takeover Series 1. This one, a little mind-blowing to me. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat from WrestleMania 3. We got this figure, obviously, with the flashback series. It came in the series with Harley. This looks like just a straight re-release, Barry. What do you think?
I'm with you, but how long is that belt?
All that you mean is black belt?
Yeah, it's touching his fucking feet.
He's got the longest black belt ever.
Yeah, but again, that's a sweet figure. And I'll probably buy it. If I see it, I'll get it.
You know, I don't want to flex.
You might as well.
I have that flashback figure autographed.
Signed,
mint on card.
You even got a picture, though. Yeah, I was going to say, you even got a picture with the IC title, didn't you?
I think that's probably one that he bought from them, or they gave him to kind of do for appearances like that. Yeah, I don't know if that was the actual belt from WrestleMania 3.
Right, but I'm saying, like, he had a that version of the IC title.
Yeah, he had a black leather strap.
That's cool.
I can't remember. I have to go look at the pictures and maybe zoom in. The belt said WWF or WWE on it. I feel like it said WWE. But I feel like that was a couple years ago when I got that. I was like, oh. It's, you know. But re-release. The other options were Starrcade 93, which came close. And WrestleMania 3 at 50%, Starrcade 93, 44%, and WrestleMania 25 at 5.3%. Were they really going to make an old-ass Ricky Steamboat Elite?
With gray hair, they weren't interested.
Seth Rollins Fan Takeover Series 1. I guess the fans don't get enough of this black and gold gear. They need it one more time. But this one has shelf warmer written all over it.
Yeah, Survivor Series 2019, 33%, and SummerSlam. So his were pretty even. So, I mean, it was a closely contested battle, but not interested. No, thank you.
Then next up, we have Shayna Baszler from that Takeover Series 1. First time we get the NXT Women's Championship, I believe. If you recall, her Elite 67 was just a regular men's NXT championship, which our boy Wando, he actually corrected it just with a little. I think he might have used a silver Sharpie even. No, he sent me a picture. No, I'm not making fun. I think it looked really good. And I could be very wrong. He could have used paint. I really want to say he used a silver Sharpie, though.
Yeah, no, I wasn't laughing at that. I just thought if anyone would notice and do it, it would be him.
Yeah. She got the Queen's Army on the back of her top. Face looks good. That definitely Shayna has that, and I'm not making fun of her. She has that strong jawline. Obviously, you come from the fighting world. What?
The strong jawline.
She does have a strong jawline.
Fucking.
Reminds me of China when China first got there.
Oh, no.
How is any of that bad?
China had reconstructive facial surgery. She was
I said when she first got there.
I know. That's all I'm saying. Poor China. Anyway,
this is from NXT April 17th, 2019. So I guess just a regular TV episode. And that beat out NXT TakeOver Phoenix and NXT TakeOver Toronto. She had a really close vote. 34.5 to 32.8 to 32.7.
Do you think the fans really voted or they just made, you know?
Work.
They,
it's a work, brother.
Yeah, they made what they wanted.
We have Prototype Series Elite 81, The Rock, smiling, got the SmackDown mic in his hand with the new WWE logo on it, got a black tank top and some tennis shoes. There's a certified authentic seal. Yeah. So we know it's not a bootleg. They got his new tattoo on his right arm. I think it might be the first time we've seen that. You know, before he just had the Brahma Bull on the right bicep. Now it's half a sleeve. So looks basic, plain ass fucking Dwayne Johnson.
Right. That ain't even Rock anymore. That's Dwayne.
That's Dwayne. Next up, Elite 81 Shinsuke. Because we don't have enough Shinsuke figures. You know what I mean?
No.
But we get the new Intercontinental Championship, which, if you're looking for that, there it is. I believe he's the Chase in this series as well. As we go along in this. Yeah, he's the Chase. The regular one's in his blue gear. The Chase is in his black gear. Kind of, I call it almost a gold dust suit. Brother has a lot of gear on. But I think the main thing is with that is the new Intercontinental Championship belt.
Right. That's the only selling point for that. For him to have another figure.
Elite 81 Street Profits. First, we're looking at Angelo Dawkins. Comes with two extra set of hands. We've talked about this figure before with the jacket, the red gear. Got some tennis shoes on him. Nice day to make him look a little bit more. He wrestles in LeBron's Soldiers, actually.
They couldn't get the licensing.
Well, you could make them look a little bit like soldiers.
That's true.
Put like the actual LeBron logo on there.
Wouldn't that be sweet, though?
He's billed as an Ohio player from Cincinnati, Ohio, Raw NXT Tag Team Championship. Looks pretty good in the package. I think the head scan looks good as well. Next up, we have Montez Ford. I think this head scan looks really good. He comes with the crown, the solo cup, glasses, an extra set of hands with they're basically when he wears the gloves and the Street Profits vest. I think this figure looks amazing. I like this figure a lot.
That's a banger.
I think it's an absolute banger. Then next up we have his wife. We have Bianca Belair. She comes with two extra set of hands, a pair of sunglasses and a jacket. We have been screaming for a Bianca Belair Elite for a long time and now we get it. I'm happy with it. I think it looks great.
Yeah, she looks really good, and you get, you know, a decent amount of accessories.
Next up, I think what is the creme de la creme of this series, Elite 81, Stunning Steve Austin. He comes with the old school WCW Tag Team Championship, an extra set of hands, and a director thing. What did we decide that was called?
Like a director mark or something like that?
There you go. Yeah. This is obviously a must-have. This one's going to fly off the shelves. You can pair it with your Elite 47B Brian Pillman. He does come with a Hollywood Blondes jacket. Pillman does, but he doesn't quite have the back like Austin's does. So there still is a chance that we will get another Brian Pillman Elite. Because that one, too, I feel like they just threw the Hollywood Blonde jacket in there because it comes with a Brian Pillman t-shirt and he's wearing Bengals tights. And I believe they matched, didn't they?
Yeah.
So maybe that's not all the way accurate. And then the 81, I'm sorry, do you have something you want to say?
No, I was just saying that Pillman's coming. It has to. That's the tag team title. So.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Pillman's got to be coming down the line here shortly.
Then Elite 81 Walmart exclusive. Mae Young. We've talked about this before. We're not going to talk about it too much, but we think this looks great.
And so, actually, some people were receiving these already, so.
Yeah, they're up on Ringside Collectibles. Elite 82 Keith Lee. He will be the Chase. The regular version comes with the black zip-up hoodie, black knee pads, black trunks. I think the head scan looks great. Bask in My Glory on the back. I think this figure looks awesome.
Yeah, and I mean, hell, his basics sold out crazy. So yeah. I think people will be very excited to get this Keith Lee and the Chase, especially.
Chase version, just different trunks, different jacket, different zip-up hoodie, I should say. So the regular version is the black and blue. This is the white and pink. Looks good, though. I think, yeah, they did him right. Elite 82 Finn Balor. Obviously, it's more of a current NXT version of Finn Balor. He's got the Balor Club t-shirt on, and they updated his left arm, so he's got the left hand. I'm sorry, he's got the tattoo.
Yeah, that looks cool.
And wearing the arm sleeve as well. Next up, we have, I think that they did great on the tattoo on that, by the way. I thought the tattoo was kind of corny, but they made it look good on the figure. Next up, John Morrison, Elite 82. This looks like kind of a back in the day John Morrison. He's got the Johnny headband on, the glasses, the duster. I think the head scan looks absolutely great on this. I like it a lot.
Yeah, and they're killing it, man, with these jackets and robes and stuff. I mean, they are absolutely killing them.
And then Elite 82, I think one of the better figures in this series, and that's kind of surprised me, is Alexa Bliss. I think they got her head scan looking great. That basic 104 was just, they did her so wrong on that. And this comes with the new, first time we've seen this, the Women's Tag Team Championship, which I think looks fantastic. Comes with an extra set of hands. I like this figure a whole lot.
Yeah, and like I said, that belt will be a major selling point for the belt marks.
And then Elite 82, which is, I know you're creme de la creme of this series, Jerry the King Lawler. He's going to come with a crown, extra set of hands, and a beautiful robe. I think they got the head scan looking great. I think this is a must-have, especially for any old-school fan such as us. And this is, yeah, this is a banger, Barry.
That's funny. I was just watching John Cazana's World of Wrestling from 1972, and Lawler was on there, and he sounded like he just was going through puberty at that time. It was hilarious, but that figure looks awesome. Big fan of the King.
And then Elite 82 Target exclusive, they have listed Davey Boy Smith. So, obviously, part of the tag team, the British Bulldogs. He comes with Matilda, extra set of hands. Very young Davey here. I think they captured it. I think it looks awesome.
Yeah, and that is my legit favorite figure out of all these, probably, is this one with Matilda. And, I'm going to be out there trying to buy these.
We got to get Dynamite, right?
Yeah, and especially in that gear. I mean, that's, like I said, that is the British Bulldogs gear, tag team gear. So, yeah, definitely.
Man, think about the fun the figure photographers have with them and the Hart Foundation. Man, that'd be awesome. And the Hart Foundation came with the belts as well.
Yeah.
And they're Lost Legends. So, yeah, that's amazing. WrestleMania Collection, we've talked about a lot. Build up, we're just going to kind of skim over this really quick, but it's the Build Up Paul Ellering figure. Comes with that fucking Rocco, which you'll see why I call it that fucking Rocco here in a moment. You got Goldberg, and obviously the packaging looks great. We've talked about that already. Shawn Michaels, which I think is one of the best figures in this collection. I think that we determined it was what, WrestleMania 9? Yeah, WrestleMania 9. I'm looking at it right now, the back of the box.
Yep.
I think that figure looks absolutely amazing. I collect Shawn figures as well, so that's one that's going to be coming out with me. Then you have Edge from WrestleMania 22, his match against Foley. So last year's WrestleMania, Mick Foley, Cactus Jack, whatever you want to call it, you can pair up with this one. And they've done that a lot in the past, too, with the WrestleManias. So a couple years ago, it was Triple H, and the year after that, it was Booker T from WrestleMania 19. What I said, was it 19 or 20? I can't remember. And then China from WrestleMania 17. Figure looks absolutely amazing. Comes with the Women's Championship. The box just throws me off because it comes with that fucking Rocco.
She gets a whole, you know, and that's not even needed for that to sell. Like, they could have put that with Edge or, you know, somebody like that, that it's going to sell anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you put a whole fucking doll in there with her that makes no sense.
It just looks so weird, especially if somebody like doesn't get the reference or somebody's like buying it for their kid or whatever. Like, why is there a fucking doll in there? Ultimate Editions. Next up, we have The Fiend. Comes with an extra head. One of the heads has his tongue out, so that's how they're going to do the extra head. Comes with the jacket, extra set of arms with the jacket sleeves on it, and the Fiend belt. I think this looks pretty cool. I feel like there's only so much you can do with the Fiend. He'd probably start changing his gear up, but yeah, I think this looks really dope, man.
Yeah, that's going to sell well, and like you said, he's going to have to start changing that gear up because that's the Ultimate Edition right there. What else can you do with him?
Exactly. Somebody we can do something with is the Grand Wizard himself, Hulk Hogan. This is the NWO Hollywood Hogan version. I do like how the shirt attaches in the front, so you can kind of do the ripping motion with it. That's a nice little touch. Hulk will come with, obviously, the NWO tank top, which, you know, like we just said, you can take apart in the front. The feather boa, the NWO champion, the World Heavyweight Championship with the NWO spray painted on it, Hollywood bandana, glasses, weight belt, extra set of hands, and two extra set of heads.
And they gave zero fucks about Hawk's balding.
None. Poor guy. I would like to get like a crew cut Hogan from WCW.
No, my.
Wouldn't that be something? But I think it looks pretty good. I mean, as far as Hulk Hogan, I'm sure there's still some Hulkamaniacs out there, brother.
There is.
WrestleMania Basic Series. Yet again, The Fiend. This time he comes with the jacket. Not too much you can really say about that. You got The Fiend. You got Drew McIntyre. Let me see here. Drew McIntyre again. I mean, didn't have the smiley head. He's got the serious head this time. With the black trunks, black boots, black knee pads. Obviously, not a lot you can do with Drew as far as that goes. Sorry, Sam, I'm moving slow. And then we got Ricochet. I like this Ricochet a lot. I like the gear, mainly. I mean, but Ricochet figures sell. So they're going to start pounding them out. If there's demand, they're going to supply it.
Yep.
So. And then another, who I thought was an interesting choice for the WrestleMania series, Andrade. I don't know what you would call that facial expression. Like, he's playing something evil.
I'm with Charlotte.
Black and white gear, black boots. So, WrestleMania basics. That's what they are. They got a lot of pictures for these. Ringside Collectibles exclusive. Ultimate Warrior. I think it's from his 1996 run in WWF. That duster's amazing.
Uh-huh.
And then his gear is amazing. Tassels, the head scan looks great. Looks like he's doing that like blowing out thing. I think this figure, I'm not a big Warrior fan, but this figure is amazing.
That's a ringside exclusive.
Man, they got the detail down, even on his wristbands. Yeah, that looks great. Uh-huh. Now, a series that we're excited about, the Royal Rumble collection, which obviously will go to Target. You know, last year we got Macho Man, we got The Rock, we got Lita, we got Lashley. This year we're getting Stone Cold Steve Austin. Sorry, my iPad's a little slow. Somebody told me, I think it was Ty, said it looked plain, but that's what Austin was, man. Black ear, black trunks, black knee pads. I got the knee braces.
Right, got them both.
I think the packaging on these looks incredible. Titus from the Greatest Royal Rumble. They actually got the Rumble Stumble or Slide, and they sold that T-shirt. He's got the dog tags right there. He's got an extra set of hands. Titus Worldwide gear. That looks pretty good. Next up, we have the Ultimate Warrior with the yellow-strapped IC Championship. This is Old School Warrior. So we're going to get an extra set of hands. An extra set of hands plus an extra head. And I like what they did with the Warrior head where, like, you know, a lot of his paint would be off by the end of the match. That's kind of what this is. What Rumble is this from?
90.
It says on the back of the package right there. Then next up, what I think is the creme de la creme of this series, Umaga. We haven't had an Umaga figure for a while. I think this was great. You got the face paint. He's got the Samoan gear right there. He's got the red tights. He's barefoot with the ankles taped up. I think this looks absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, man. He was the Samoan bulldozer. Man, in such a short period of time, he made a huge impact. Like I think he would have been a huge, huge star if, you know, he wouldn't have passed away.
Yeah, one of those gone too soon, guys. Next up, the Ultimate Edition Wave 9. We got Ric Flair. And we have basic drawings here. So he will come with a robe. He's coming with an extra head. Looks like he's saying woo with the old school World Heavyweight Championship from WCW and two extra set of hands. This looks really, really good. Obviously, it's a Flair, so I got to have it.
Right.
Then next up, a very plain Ultimate Edition Stone Cold. He comes with the vest, two extra heads, one where he's laughing, one where it looks like he's yelling, one looks like he's farting. And he comes with two extra set of hands.
He's going to come with a belt. I got a feeling Stone Cold's come with a belt. Skull belt, probably.
That would be cool. Did we get that with the defining moments?
Maybe.
I'm not sure. Came with three belts, I believe. Next up, Master of the Universe Series 5. You got prototypes for Becky Lynch. She's got the man's shield. She's got a walking stick, a scepter. Head scan looks really good, though. Really good. Then you have NWO Macho Man. He's got the Madness do-rag, bandana, whatever you want to call it. Black gear, comes with a scepter, got the glasses. I think this looks phenomenal. This would be a rock and stock for me, Barry.
Well, tell me why the next one's the best in the series.
The next one?
The next one.
Steamboat?
The dragon.
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat?
He's got a whole dragon on his back.
Got a whole ass dragon on his back. Got some protective gear on his chest. That looks really good. I think they really knocked it out of the park with these ones.
Yeah.
Next up, you have Rowdy Roddy Piper. You got the Hot Rod shirt. He comes with I'm really bad with my weapons here. He-Man fans are going to get on me.
They're just going to have to. What the fuck is that?
He comes with a weapon. Looks like a double-sided axe. I don't know. Head scan looks good, though. I like it. I'm not huge into the Master Universe figures, but Not bad. I think this is one of the better series, though.
I'm going to call it a battle axe.
There you go. I like that. All right, Barry. That's it for Ringside Fest at Home 2020. Your thoughts? What stands out to you? Any thoughts at all?
The Aleister Black, The Undertaker, that series 85, that was 85, is phenomenal. The Bulldog, of course, is phenomenal. Stunning Steve. That Steamboat, actually, Masters of the Universe, pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot coming out, man, and it is it's a good time to be a collector. I'm excited, and I'm even excited for the Ringside Exclusive Warrior.
Yeah, to me, Aleister, like you said, from 85, and Karrion Kross getting a figure, Umaga from the Royal Rumble series, I think is amazing. Hollywood Hogan, that's pretty much anticipated by a lot of people. So, yeah, there's a lot that stands out. So we'll see. I'm not too big in like dogging on like prototypes and drawings and things like that, because I like to reserve my judgment till I see it in hand, which we'll talk about something in legwork section here in a little bit. But before we do, Barry, why don't you go ahead and read a word from our sponsor?
You know, Eric, I actually had something wrote down from from the sponsor, but I thought, what better way to come than to actually just come from my heart, you know? And I'm sitting there and I was thinking, why just make up these scenarios, you know, when you want actual factual shit? So as I'm going through, and just picture this in your head, you're laying there, your partner's wanting a little love, little TLC, little tender love and care, and you're a little reluctant because it looks like a tumbleweed has rolled through and stuck in your pelvic area. What you need to do is go to www.manscaped.com and listen, your partner wants that slice of prime rib. Don't give them the can of Spam. So get yourself a Lawnmower 3.0. Shave yourself up real nice. Get some ball deodorant. Make them real fresh and clean. And this is how you know you're going to be clean. Is as a man, you want to get under the ball sack and then smell it and think, do I deserve any love tonight? And if it smells good, then yeah. But get some ball toner even. And then put it all in your cart. Use code DTF. And receive 20% off your entire order, including free shipping.
That's promo code DTF to get 20% off your entire order plus free shipping. Barry, you're knocking them out of the park, brother.
Well, that man was from the heart.
I know it was. Let's talk about some legwork.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. So, guys, if you guys, girls, whoever, sorry, if you're out doing the work, whether it be online, in the streets, on the websites, whatever it is, go to doingthefavor.com. Obviously, go to hashtag legwork, and we buy, sell, trade figures over there all the time. So be sure to check that out, along with all the links to our articles, merch, whatever it may be. But hashtag legwork is basically any kind of effort you put in to getting figures. They could be trades, whatever it is. Barry, I was able to do a little bit of legwork. Obviously, with things going on in my life and a kid, it's getting increasingly tougher for me to get out. I'll say that with Lily growing, but I do find my moments. I was able to, now we have not had any AEW figures here for a long time, which is getting a little bit frustrating. So I, you know, before I always tell people, oh, it's a pandemic. Wait. Where I, you know, it's been a while. Let's just say that. So, with that said, no AEW figures. I've been looking for my Undertaker Collector's Edition, Walmart exclusive. Hitting up different Walmarts. I saw some number jumps. I got some Walmarts around here where, like, the numbers for Decade of Dominance jump, but they wait, like, 5-6 days to put figures on the floor. So annoying. And I've just given up on asking at this point, so I don't even do it. I haven't had very many jumps at Targets around here, but I did have a jump at several Walmarts. Went to the Walmart in Hilliard, which is about 15-20 minutes from my house, and finally found one of those shippers. loaded in that shipper was Survivor Series Elites, Decade of Dominance, Elite 79s, and Undertaker exclusives. There was probably 7 Undertaker exclusives in that book. Guys, be patient. You're going to find them. This is going to be like The Rock all over again. There was a ton. I mean, I picked one up for you, and I looked through probably, I had them like probably 5 or 6 stacked beside each other. Like, what's the best one I can get for him? So you're welcome for putting in that effort for you, homie.
I was going to say, I appreciate that, man. That was very amazing of you.
Yeah, anybody else would have just grabbed one, but you know, there's some with, whether it be a paint mark on the face or a crease in the box. And I know you can be picky. So got the best one for you. I could, I'll be mailing that out to you tomorrow, brother. But I picked one up for myself as well. I think it's excellent in hand. I love the packaging. Big fan of the figure. So picked that up. Also picked up a Decade of Dominance Mark Henry for Chris Rucker. So I know he was looking for it. That's one you told me a lot of people were having trouble finding it.
Yeah, that's from what I hear, man. That's like one of the, that and Natalya are the, I guess, the two that are like going like hotcakes.
I wasn't aware. I picked up an Undertaker for myself, Decade of Dominance. It's an old school Taker, and I'm really not a huge Undertaker fan, so I think my buddy, he's wanting that, so I'm probably just going to get it to him for cost. He's a local dude here. So I picked it up knowing if I didn't want it, he would take it. I don't feel a need for a bunch of Undertaker figures in my collection. But I thought it was cool. I liked it early on. In fact, he was telling me he likes the Decade of Dominance better than the exclusive. Just because it has that old school feel to it, which I definitely see. I did see all the Decade of Dominance. I have never seen a Survivor Series Kane. So that seems to be the first one to go. Samoa Joe seems to be the peg warm around that series. And also, I saw Elite 79s, picked up the Chase Bobby Fish. And let me tell you something. I'm usually pretty nice, pretty positive. That head scan's trash. Trash beyond trash. They did not do him justice at all. I did not see Elite 79 Io Shirai. So that was the big one that was missing for me. I was going to pick up Io, but nice little haul for myself. Able to hook up a couple buddies. So not a bad day. I sent you a picture of the shipper. When I got there, some girl was in front of me, and she had like a bunch of figures set out. And I'm like, I did that move where I just kind of like reached around, and I was like, oh, I'm going to grab this Undertaker just to make sure I get one. Before then, I realized there was like 7 of them in there. I believe she left with 2, and I left with 2. That was pretty much it, man. I didn't really see. At Walmart, I did see that Macho Man truck. I sent out a picture of that. Got good amount of likes on Twitter, by the way. I passed on it.
Didn't get it.
No, there's no need for it, man. I thought the figure looks like one of those miniature versions of the Christmas ornaments they sell.
Yeah.
I mean, there was just nothing. It's just basically a 1972 Ford Bronco. And then the tiniest little Macho Man. Like, looked like it was sculpted out with a knife. It just looks like shit. Just kind of, it was $20 too. Which I thought was a little steep. But yeah, other than that, I don't think I saw anything else out really, man. Legend series are still floating around. Series 8, still floating around Targets around here. Haven't had any number jumps at Target. I did have a jump one day at Sawmill Parkway, went down there later in the day. They usually stock around 11 or 12, thought I'd be late. That number on my drive down there decreased by 8. So somebody did that move like I did, where you just grabbed the whole case.
Very gangster.
How about you? What you have for legwork?
Well, I hit you up. I was like, man, I'm going to make this drive. And I end up driving to Onalaska, which is about an hour and 15 minutes for me. Got up there, got a Warrior. They had no Chase Jakes. They had some Mr. Wonderfuls. They had an Eddie, but the box was shit, so I left it. But they did have a Survivor Series Kane. Picked that up, and that was the legit only one there. They didn't have any of the other ones. and got them, and you hit me up with the Undertaker, so I snatched that up, and that was it, man. That was my legwork, and I've checked my Walmarts every day I've been, and nothing, no new Walmarts down here. And then at my other one, and I'm not even joking, and it's sad, it's Elite 65s, and it's damn near two cases, and they like will not clearance them. They will not fucking do anything with them. If they clearanced them to $4 a piece, I'd buy them and probably just burn them to get rid of them.
Okay.
So that was it, man.
Well, I did get a package I want to have a little special, tiny little special segment on.
Okay.
Got a package. Well, Sunday night I got a text from Dobro saying, hey, you got a package coming tomorrow. I said, for what? He said, for Christmas. I said, brother, it's November. He says he wanted to get Christmas out of the way. Dobro, very eager giving guy. He's like, all right, cool. You know, I was having wine. It was after Sunday football. So kind of half-assed, forgot about it. Go out on the porch the next day. There's a package right there. And he said, you can open it or you can wait. I'm sorry. I'm going to try to wait. Had it in here. I waited one whole day. I was like, fuck it. I'm going to open this thing, see what I got. So first pulled out a kind of gun club, like kind of back bag thingy, like something you take to the gym. Cool. Looks like it was in a pro wrestling tees box. So also a Sergeant Slaughter t-shirt. Says at ease maggot, which is awesome. Looks like kind of like G.I. Joe theme. Thought it was really dope. And a broken Matt Hardy shirt. Took those out. And then at the bottom of this thing. Dobro, this crazy fucker. I'm looking at it right now. A Mitchell and Ness Kobe Bryant All-Star jersey from, I want to say, 2003, which had been MJ's last All-Star game, when they wore the throwbacks from the 84 All-Star game.
Where Jermaine O'Neal should have been fucking punched in the face.
Not the point, but okay.
I'm just saying, Jordan hits the game winner. Jermaine O'Neal fucking like punches Kobe or fouls Kobe or something, and Kobe ends up winning.
Yeah, obviously Kobe the West is the number 8 with the red jersey. Dobro, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Obviously, 2020 has been a rough year. It started off with Kobe Bryant dying. Yeah, man. Really special thing. So, thank you, Dobro, so much. There's no way I can ever repay you. That's insane. Thanks, brother.
Yeah, and just so he knows, mine came today as well, but I am going to try to wait. So, I'm going to try to see if I can last more than a day.
He wrapped it, too.
Yep, mine are wrapped. Mine are wrapped.
So you opened the box, then you saw the wrap box, and that's when you decided you were gonna wait.
Yes.
Okay. Good call. All right, let's go to shopaw.com. Let's look at some new arrivals they have over here. I have not watched the pay per view yet, so some of these references might be lost on me. I was gonna watch it tonight, actually. AEW Games T-shirt, which we know they have a video game coming out. Barry, you watched the video on that. Anything you can say about it?
I thought it was really cool. To me, it's got an old school feel to it. Like an older school. Cody, I think, even tweeted something like it was like a No Mercy type gameplay. But to me, I mean, the characters look good. Like, I remember when ECW came out, their game, it was kind of fucking generic and the movesets and shit. I'm really hopeful that the gameplay's smooth, because the characters look really good. Like, I was impressed with the characters. I just hope the gameplay's good, and it'll be a home run, because I think people are excited to, you know, for this alternative.
Yeah, I think it's going to be cool. I'll get the game. I'm not a huge gamer, but I'll give it a shot, see what it is. Young Bucks, they won the tag team championship, and they celebrated like they won the Super Bowl. So that's cool. Just making t-shirts based off moments. Young Bucks, Enter the Young Bucks t-shirt. Sammy Guevara, Drive Sammy Drive. It's got broken Matt Hardy on it, so Sammy and Matt Hardy shirt. Eddie Kingston got a new shirt. Live for this, die for this. Nice to see him getting a little bit of pub, by the way.
Dude, how the fuck... Ty was like, that match was whack with Mox. Like, God. I almost want to ask him, like, are you sure it's your ears that are fucked up and not your eyes? Because Ty Kingston is a fucking, he is legit. He can go. He can work. And he's fucking top probably three promo in the business, if not the best.
It's amazing people have such strong opinions on him. It's so weird to me.
Haters.
Yeah, that's why I don't get on Twitter during AEW pay-per-views or WWE pay-per-views. It's just, what's the point?
You don't have to. They'll text you.
No, they text me too. Cody, still standing shirt. AEW Full Gear marquee design, front print only. AEW Full Gear 2020 event talent poster tee. You know what this shirt reminds me of? The Limp Bizkit chocolate starfish and a hot dog flavored water album cover. At first glance. AEW TNT Championship Wrestling Belt pin. I know how you love pins. And then the AEW French Terry hooded pullover, black and gold. So a lot of hoodies coming up from AEW. Anything jump out at you?
The Kingston shirt I like.
AEW game shirt looks a little bit like a Pornhub logo.
Right?
Not that I would know.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I like the Eddie Kingston shirt. That's the one for me. Top sellers for AEW. We're banning the t-shirts, Bear. We're just going to do top 10 selling items.
Okay.
So, number 10, AEW French Terry hooded, which we just talked about. AEW logo premium varsity zip hoodie. AEW championship pin, TNT championship pin. Orange Cassidy yearbook photo. All Out DVD. Double or Nothing DVD. Full Gear from 2019 DVD. Best Friends Orange Cassidy Bestest Friends t-shirt. Revolution DVD. Fantastic pay-per-view. One of my favorites they had. And the Double or Nothing from 2019 DVD. So DVDs are selling like hotcakes over there.
They've made people wait. And people are paying them back in kind. They're buying them.
Supply and demand.
Yep.
Next up, let's go over to WWE Shop. Look at some new arrivals they have. I haven't even looked at literally I'm saying this. My first time looking at this. Steve Austin, the Broken Skull Sessions Undertaker mug. Broken Skull Session Undertaker poster. Man, framed version of that poster. Now you're to the Mr. T Funko, the Rock Funko, a Bray Wyatt shirt, Dissection, the ABCs of WWE. That's kind of cool. One's framed, one's not. You can get the frame for $65, the one that's not framed for $25. The Macho Man box, which I saw some people did get. New Rey Mysterio shirt. And that's it for the new ones. We're down to the Undertaker belt already, which we talked about last week.
No.
Anything jump? The Macho Man box for me. That's the one.
Yeah, that's an awesome price, and there's only 750 of them, so.
Yeah, it's $49.99. You get a t-shirt, you get a lot of different items in there.
You get the crown, brother.
All right, Barry, let's do some shout-outs and get the fuck out of here.
I'm down. Let me give a shout-out. You want to go first? You want me to? I don't mind.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah. Let me give a shout-out to fucking GBM. Shitster, he's out there causing problems as usual. Shout-out to Mike the Cleaner, the DTF Security Force. Shout out to Breaker and Bane. They got the Breaker and Bane Power Hour. Unfortunately for Brian Breaker, coming up on Adrenaline, I'm going to beat that ass, boy. I'm going to get us a bye in that tag tournament.
Awesome.
Just so you know. And Bill Venus, he put a bounty on Breaker. So I got to get him. And if I have the chance, Eric, but let me say this before I kick it over to you, to get my hands on that greasy-haired Nirvana bassist wannabe, Jeff with 1F Tune, in that six-man battle royal, I'm taking him. He might not even be able to do a show next week.
That bad, huh?
I mean, this is the first time I'm going to be able to get my hands on him. So, he'd been asking for it for a while.
For me, I want to shout out, obviously, Dobro. I love you, brother. Thank you so much for that. That is an amazing gift. That's unbelievable. So, thank you so much. Jeff and Scott over at Fully Posable, the OGs. Steve and Eric over at PPW. Bill Venus, Breaker and Bane from the Breaker and Bane Power Hour. All the Ohio players. Justin Summers from Wrestling Cheers. Check him out. He's a good Ohio player, good dude. And obviously, Rucker and Marty over at Boot to the Face. So check them out as well.
And don't forget, you want to always keep that tool in your tool belt as well. They're at Wrestling Toy Tracker.
Yeah, WrestlingToyTracker.com, obviously, I mean, goes without saying, but Hasbros, LJNs, Retros, Galoobs, Defining Moments, Bendems, they got you for an estimated price on eBay. So if you're out there shopping on that online legwork, they'll give you a kind of a ballpark price of what you should be paying. So check them out.
Yeah, and with all them figures coming out, you're definitely, you know, going to be wanting to keep them up and, you know, in sight. So
that's Wrestling Toy Tracker. That's WrestlingToyTracker.com.
Absolutely. And with that, you can follow me on Twitter at BFrost28. Eric, drop the credentials, sir.
You can follow me at EricBrown740. But always follow the show on Twitter and Instagram by searching at Doing the Favor. Go to DoingTheFavor.com. For legwork, which is buy, sell, trade, articles from you, me, John Robat, Drew Vensel, RJ, all kinds of articles in there. Links to our merch over at WeatherManeuver.net and links to our podcast as well. Thank you guys all so much that support us. Rate us and review us on iTunes, wherever you get your podcast. That really helps us out a lot. Thank you guys so, so, so much.
And with that, good night and God bless.
Yeah. Peace. It goes 1, 2, 3 into the foe. Eric, I bury her up with ETF and that's for show. If you don't come correct, you get your ass fold. So take a minute and chill until the next episode. Doing the favor, always bringing the heat. That's why I bury got your girl doing legwork in the sheets. My dude Eric holding down for the streets. Them Ohio players got their ears to the beat. Gotta say that we appreciate the time. Whether you're on the job or trying to unwind. Just a few more days until we're back live. We'll be your lifeline. I know you feel me on the mic with the flavor. Let it marinate in something to savor. We ball so hard, this is a layup. Until the next time, doing the favor. Yeah, doing the favor. Doing the favor. Doing the favor. Until next time, doing the favor.